Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO. We get a chance now to talk with the new athletic director at Mason City High, Tracy Johnson. And Tracy, congratulations first off.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity. It's been a long time since I've been back up north, so I'm looking forward to have to buy a little heavier coat, but I'll be all right.
Yeah, tell everybody a little bit about it. You're from the North Iowa area, being an old St. Ansgar guy, so, and a NIAC guy too.
Yeah, so I graduated from St. Ansgar in '85, and played basketball, baseball, and then some golf there, and then I went to NIAC. I went to UNI for a semester, and then ended up at NIAC for to finish out my AA degree, and graduated from NIAC in May of '87. Played on the golf team there 1 year, and then went to UNI and was an education major and actually was the head softball coach at St. Ansgar for a couple years, my last years of college, and then just kind of bounced around in education. I was in North Scott for a couple years over near Davenport, and then I was at Valley High School for 18 years, where I coached boys and girls golf and then some basketball, kind of basketball all over the place. And then I was at Osceola as the athletic director, and then Roosevelt last year, and now I'll be at Mason City July 1.
Yeah, did you ever think that the guy that was maybe broadcasting your games back when you're in high school would still be around broadcasting games all these years later? Time flies, but I'm still doing a few of those ball games. Right. What about taking this job at Mason City? What are your thoughts about stepping into this position now, and maybe some of the upsides, and maybe some of the things you got to get some work done on?
Well, I think one of the things that really intrigued me the most, I know they're talking about building that new recreation/athletic facility there on the northeast corner of the facility, and then a new pool and things like that. So, I mean, that just shows that the concerted effort that the board and the community has to increase those opportunities for students. One of the things that we know in education is kids are involved. Their grades are better. They're better attendance. So those are the things that, when create new opportunities and you create a facility like this, hopefully will end up being. I think it's just going to continue the excitement. And so I'm looking forward to that. I know obviously Mason City's had some success. I remember playing at Roosevelt Field when it had the big green awnings on it back in the day. So kind of fun to reminisce and stuff. But the big thing for me is, after being in a big school in the Des Moines system and, it's not necessarily, it's not a corporation, but you don't get that community feel. When I was growing up in St. Ansgar, every Tuesday and Friday night, the gym, everybody from town would go to the basketball games. And you get that feel of a town like Mason City. It's still that big school feel, but also that community where, they're going to know the kids that are playing. And it's not just parents and students that are coming. It's community members that are going to come to games and watch and support our kids.
Well, Tracy, I think probably building a staff around you, too. I know the football coach just leaving, so you've got a spot to fill there too.
Yeah, so I've had a couple conversations with the administrative team there, and they're going to kind of take the lead on that, just because I don't officially take over till July 1st. And we've had conversations about what we're looking for, and so they've allowed me to give input, which I appreciate, and things like that. So it's going to be exciting. I think one of the things they'll be dropping down to Class 3A next year, and football will be interesting. I think we'll be able to be competitive right out of the gate. I know I looked at our schedule. I think we have 4 away games and 5 home ones. So looking forward to seeing the football stadium packed on Friday nights and just start the school out right. Whether, football's the engine that runs the school, in my opinion. And I never played football, never coached it. But I realize, you know, throughout my career, that football kind of is the engine that runs the school. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a great start to the fall and kind of continue that through the year.
Tracy, the other thing, too, is in this past year, they started the conversation and talk of Mason City leaving the CIML and started to broach that subject a little bit. What are your thoughts in that regard?
You know, it's kind of a catch 22 for me. I think the CIML is a great conference. It's the best conference in the state. I think being at Roosevelt, it's kind of that similar, you know, that question of it's tough to compete against the Valleys and the Waukees and things like that. So, part of my thought process, okay, we just need to get better, but we also need to be realistic. And I think there are some things that are happening in the CIML just because I've been in all the meetings in the past year where I think some interesting things are going to happen where it may be a more competitive situations if we look at we're trying to look at balance of power and things like that. And so there's that. And I think, you know, the big thing is the community just wants to be competitive. And I think we can make that happen. The other, you know, situation is looking at that Northeast Iowa conference that have been a great conference to get into as well. From what I hear, some of the concerns were just the difference in size of the schools and things like that. And then that's always going to be a tough one, especially the geographical location of Mason City. You know, where do you go? I mean, you're going to travel, you know, whether you go to the Cedar Falls area and Waterloo schools or the CIML, you're gonna have a big travel budget. So I think those are some of the things that you got to look at as well financially.
I forgot to ask you, how are you getting through all of this social distancing and things with being out of school and everything? Isn't this the craziest thing you've had to go through?
It is, and from an athletic director standpoint, you know, I was talking to a couple guys yesterday down in Des Moines. We were helping hand out computers. And it is just, it's not a, I hate to have a break like this, but it's from the athletic realm, you know, events, you know, a couple nights a week and stuff like that. It's just been able to just do a hard reset, for lack of a better term. And now that we've done it for about a month, I'm going crazy and ready to get back out there. So 1 month was enough, and hopefully it gets back here sooner rather than later.
Well, we look forward to having you out for a cup of coffee at the radio station when you get to town this summer, and hopefully by then things have settled down and we're getting ready for another big school year ahead.
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
Tracy, congratulations again on the position in Mason City, and we look forward to working with you at Mason City High and, of course, all the games we carry on AM 1300 KGLO.
Sounds great. Thanks, Tim.